Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7, 94.3. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, John Wilson, Executive Director, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties. All right, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we got you in because you got the big bowl for kids' sake. You got him laughing now. The Bowl for Kids' Sake fundraiser's coming up. But, you know, that Perry County part a little bit. Folks do forget that, you know, Licking and Perry counties. So kind of keeping your hat and everything, keeping yourself full over the last few weeks, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So we are actually just announcing the date for Perry County's Bowl for Kids. And that's going to be April the 11th. So we're really excited about that. But we have one coming up really soon here in Licking County. So it's going to be February 7th, and it's going to be here in Heath at Park Lanes. And if you've never been to it, I know you, Dave, obviously, and Joel, you guys have been there before. Mm-hmm. It is a blast.
Oh, it's a party. I mean, it really is. I mean, yeah. And we joke all the time, and I'll call out people who I see bowling, and I know they're terrible, so I really will call them out. But it has nothing to do with the score, John. Now, there may be some folks a little competitive. I'm not saying, I know the Newark Schools usually has a lot of teams, but for the most part, this is just come out, have some fun. It's not like it's a competitive bowling tournament or something like that.
Yeah, I refuse to bowl unless the bumpers are up. Listen, you can make fun of me all you want.
That's all right.
I mean, it's okay.
That's right. Man needs his bumpers. Is it for the kid? No, it's for that guy.
I will say that the look they give you at the counter when you're like, can you turn the bumpers on for lane 17? And they're like, isn't that just you and your wife? And I'm like, just can you do it or not? Like, just tell me, can you? No.
You're just taking one for the team because it's your wife who needs the bumper.
Right.
So you're
that's the story.
See, that's what I would say. Yes. So you're not a kegler, shall we say. That's not your forte is bowling?
Not really, no. In fact, my sister got me a bowling ball for Christmas. Because I have gigantic hands, if you never met me, but in fact, comparing to probably bear paws, and I can never get my fingers quite in the ball right.
Oh, well, yeah, they don't usually drill out 8-pounders.
Right, right.
Mammoth hands.
So she's so proud of herself. She sits it on my lap. I'm like, oh, it's a bowling ball. Hopefully you get the reference. And then I reach in there, I grab it, and my thumb immediately gets stuck in it.
She had it pre-drilled?
She found it. She found it at Goodwill. So. She's like, I've never seen this big of holes in a bowling ball.
Oh, this should fit here.
Surely it's going to fit. I'm like, no. Apparently they have a no return policy on bowling balls at Goodwill.
I'm sure.
Now you're stuck with one you can't use.
That's hilarious.
But you don't, again, you're so busy that day. It's not like you're able to bowl at all anywhere. Right. You try to do a little bowling that day. I've never paid attention.
No, I've never actually had a chance. But it is genuinely just a fun time. We have pizza. We get Pizza Cottage brings in pizza, and we have pop and water and just the atmosphere. I like when the lights go down, the mm-hmm. disco starts. I will tell you, I have been seen dancing once or twice.
That
has happened before.
That one I can admit to.
I can't help it.
Sit down.
Yeah. Can't stop the feeling. Okay, sorry.
Now, is there a theme this year? I know in past years.
Yes.
Okay.
The theme is Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, all right.
Yes. So I feel like we're going to be, feel like we're at a bunch of Bengals games. Hopefully, though, there'll be more winning than losing. But that's another story for another.
I would think you'd want to stay away from that if I was you, the Bengals.
Actually,
welcome to the jungle.
So what costume are you going to wear then? Because you're usually duded up at some level.
You are going to... I'll make you a promise. Mm. It will not be Tarzan.
And on behalf of all of us in Central Ohio...
Thank you.
That is my promise to the community.
So you got Welcome to the Jungle. All right. For folks who maybe, I think most people know how this works, but three different shifts.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. I think you said the first is just about filled.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have 12:30, 2 p.m., and then 3:30. And anybody can sign up to do this. You do not have to, it doesn't have to be like a corporate team or a school or a nonprofit or anything like that. Any group of five people can go onto our website and click on the link, Bowl for Kids, and register right there online. They select their shift right there online. We have just a couple spots left for first shift. It's just about full. So if you're wanting to do 12:30, you need to get on as soon as you're hearing this and do that. But yeah, we fill up the shifts, and we have music playing. We have all kind of fun things happening. And the atmosphere, everybody knows why they're there. And it really is a celebration of supporting what we do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, that second and third shifts, folks, they can just sign up. And it's families, too. I mean, I've seen families come out and just, you know, every now and then, well, I only have four people. All right, come on out. I mean, it doesn't matter. You want five because that's, you know, your bowling team is a five-man team. But if it's only three or four of you, who cares?
100%. Absolutely. Anybody can sign up, like I said. And it's just, once again, a celebration of what we do for the kids in the community.
Yeah. Now, this is early this year. So explain to folks, wasn't like you guys said, hey, it's because the Heath Bowling Lanes, Part Lanes, has become such a popular place with high school bowling and that kind of things that they're getting some tournaments, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So good for them. Wonderful for them. They were booked up and we schedule these out, you know, 2-3 years in advance. And thankfully for them, though, they were able to get some really great tournaments in. We normally try to do this in late March, early April. And the options was February 7th or basically when school's over. And we were like, well, honestly, we want it to be cold outside. We want people to want to come inside into the jungle. Welcome to the jungle where it's going to be warm on February 7th and come bowl. Because we have actually had it a variety of different times of the year before. And we did have it in May once. And it was just hard. You know, when you have sports starting for kids. And so a lot of people weren't able to come. So I think this is going to be great because you can't say your kids are playing soccer on February 7th. Not in Central Ohio. I mean, maybe if they're in Arizona or something, but not here.
Yeah, could you see that as an excuse? Yeah, we won't be there. We'll be on the pitch. So, yeah, that's different. Now, all money raised stays right here, correct?
100%.
That's why Perry County has their own, and that's why Licking County has their own.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. And we've grown in both counties just enormously in the last several years. And what we do here in Licking County stays here completely in Licking County. In fact, this school year, we were able to start a brand new program at Southwest Licking that is getting up and running right now as we speak. And that's just thrilling to know that these type of events allow us to be able to go into different school districts and different communities and serve different kids.
And you're talking about the Lunch Buddies program out of Southwest Licking?
Absolutely, yep.
Very nice. And remind folks what that's about if they're not sure, especially if they're out there in that area and they're about to start hearing about this Lunch Buddies program.
Yeah, if you have 45 minutes once a week on the same day that you say you go to lunch or you have a break from your work or the opportunity to go in and do this, you would be able to go to one of the local elementary schools and you would meet up with the same little, the same child each week for that same 45 minute period approximately. So you don't even have to take time off work. You can just use your lunch if you have that ability. And a lot of employers, when you tell them what you're doing, they're like, whoa, hold on a second. Go ahead and take a lunch also. Like we want to support you doing this. So I would, in fact, if anybody's curious about that, talk to your employer about it. Talk to us about it, and we'll talk to your employer. Mm-hmm. But it's an amazing program where they can come in, pour into the life of these children, and we see amazing long-term results.
Yeah. And you're in Newark, in Lakewood too, weren't you, if I'm not mistaken? You can go ahead and get a drink. I think it was Lakewood as well, I'm thinking, and then Newark. Those were the school districts, and now you're adding Southwest Licking.
Yeah, so we, in Licking County, you kind of start at the top. We're at Utica, then we're in Newark, and then we're in Heath, then we're in Lakewood, and now we've moved into Southwest Licking.
Oh,
and
wow.
we have a couple other districts in our targets that we're hoping to get into in the next year or so.
And I think the cool thing about this is with that lunch-based program, make sure you talk to your kids, because I know high school kids do it. Newark Catholic would walk over.
Absolutely.
And to McGuffey, because when I was in McGuffey and Lunch Buddies, I would see them coming. Denison students, I know, were heavily involved in this as well, right? Well,
it's a beautiful thing to be able to see other young people, other youth that are beyond that very early stage. These are kids that now, you know, they see themselves, of course, as young adults. But I mean, to us, they're definitely still kids. but they see these little kids. And they see a version of themselves, and they want to encourage that younger version of themselves. So we have high school students from all of the high schools, all the districts I mentioned, Denison, OSU, COTC has volunteers, and they will sign up. In fact, that's one of our largest groups of volunteers come from that. And ideally, especially if it's a high school student, we'll get them maybe as a sophomore or a junior, and we'll match them with, say, a first or second grader. And that way, that relationship can last for 2 and 3 years, mm-hmm. Which is just absolutely the most impactful thing that can happen.
Yeah. Now you have the school base, and then you have the community community match. How are you doing there? Always use volunteers, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have seen just wonderful growth in our community-based match. We're around 18% growth over last year. So in the last 12 months, we've seen about an 18% increase in the number of community-based matches. And that's where you avoid the school, kind of take out that middleman, and then you as the big, as the volunteer, would work directly with the parent guardian after going through extensive background checks and all the things. We want to make sure safety is obviously our number one priority. But once that's done and you're ready to go, you work directly with the parent guardian to coordinate when you will do things with the little. And you can do picnics. You can go to the park. You can take a bike ride, hike, bowl. All the things. Bowl on February 7th at Park Lanes.
Right on.
Well, that's the cool thing, though. Yeah. For folks who maybe, John, aren't exact, come out because you'll not only have fun, obviously, that day, but you're going to learn a lot about what you folks do. And you'll have the big and the little throw the first ball for each session, yeah. Which I enjoy that so much. But that's a good way to come out and learn about, hey, if I'm thinking about volunteering, because, you know, volunteering is up. Folks want to get a little bit more involved in their community. What better way to do it?
It's the best way to get involved. And I love, we've been fortunate enough the last few years. We actually have an employee who will have a table set up, a recruiting table. And if you don't come to her, she's going to come to you. and everybody's going to get that ask. And I love that. I participated. If I go back, 20 years of my life, I was a person that went to the bowl for kids every single year. I helped, I would raise the money for my team, and I would go and we'd do the t-shirt and the whole thing. It's something that really sticks with you too. So those are some of my best memories. I made core memories of my life doing this with some of my coworkers and friends. And then now, I don't even think I even realized then the impact it was making. And so now I look back at it now, and it's just it's just amazing.
Yeah,
it's like ultimate team building. I mean, really, when you talk about it, because we hear time and time and time again about this community and how people are plugged in, and there's lots of resources, and you draw each other in, and all that kind of stuff. But you know, and people that haven't been exposed to it, John, what's the criteria? I mean, is it just you've got a pulse? I mean, is that basically it? Because you talked about background checks and all that kind of stuff. It's just really a willingness. It's just really, hey, I'm interested to help someone in the community and try to build up someone that's coming through.
If you have a desire to help a child maybe navigate through those difficult parts of life, those things that maybe you went through, and maybe you've raised kids of your own. And maybe you're at that stage of your life where you don't have little ones at home. I'm personally finding myself there at that new stage of life where my youngest are all growing up and they're moving out. And we find a lot of people in this community are in that space. Or maybe you've never even had your own child. Or maybe you're a teacher and you're surrounded by children all the time. But you don't necessarily get that one-to-one opportunity. This is available for anybody. Anybody that really wants to make a difference. And the key thing here is you don't have to be perfect, because none of us are. We've never yet, I've gone through the files and have been unable to find
a
single
perfect
volunteer we've ever had. Because we're all people.
To help kids.
We're not looking for perfect people, but we're looking for caring people. People that want to make a difference. That's what we're looking for.
And go have some fun. John, as always, a pleasure to find out about it. And check it out is to come out on February 7th out to Park Lanes and Heath for the Bowl for Kids. It's a blast. And again, all the money you're raising just stays right here to help kids in our community. Again, that's Bowl for Kids, BBBSLP.org. Check them out, get a team, and go have some fun. John, as always, a pleasure having you in. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7, 94.3. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, John Wilson, Executive Director, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.